Feedback. Pact. Wow! The Faces of Friendship special issue, June 1998, was really packed with inspirational articles. The stories from general authorities in The One Who Made a Difference really touched me, and the buddy system showed what true friendship is all about. As a youth leader in my ward, I'm excited there's such a strong, positive influence in the new era. From David Edgecombe, Pleasant Grove, Utah. Great, clean, and uplifting. Thanks to you for putting out the new era every month. It is a great magazine, and I enjoy reading it every month. There are so many stories that help me in my life. Every month, there is a message in there that was made for me. Thank you again for a great, clean, and uplifting magazine. From Michelle Ratliff, Salt Lake City, Utah. Yes, I am. I was greatly impressed with Are Mormons Christians in the May 1998 issue of the New Era. I have been asked this question before by one of my friends, and even though I was able to give her an answer, this article has really opened my eyes to other points that I could share with her. Not only has it helped me find a way to share with her our beliefs, but I felt a strong spirit as I read it. I was reminded that, yes, I am a Christian, and I should always be seeking to act as a Christian. Thank you for this wonderful magazine. It's awesome to hear about other youth all over the world. From Rachel J. McKay, Auckland, New Zealand. Too precious. Thank you so much for the new era. I love reading it because it contains great lessons. I really enjoyed Stepping Up, January 1998. It was so uplifting, and I used that story as an illustration in a talk I was assigned to give on honesty. I also learned that our character and integrity are far too precious to sell. From Sister Bassi Inyon, Ghana Accra Mission. Feeling unwelcome. Your article, We Don't Want You Here, August 1998, really hit a nerve with me. Ever since I moved into a singles branch, I have felt very unwelcome. That loneliness has grown since my family moved to a smaller community. I, too, did all I could to break the ice, but alas, the members were too caught up in their already strong cliques. I may not be the best member, but I don't deserve to be treated that way. I have since become inactive, since no one seems interested in who I am, what I do, and who I'll become. I realize that even though I am in charge of my salvation, it doesn't hurt to have good friends along the way. I do have some remarkable friends, but what I would give to have some friends within the true church. The name has been withheld from somewhere in Texas. Loving, caring, and devoted. 4 a.m. Ice Cream, August 1998, is a wonderful article. It makes me feel good when someone cares about me. I know how Nettie feels. It is a great feeling everyone should have. My father and I have a great relationship as father and daughter. He cares about and loves my family and me. I just want to thank him for being a loving, caring, and devoted father. From Brittany Zemp, Ladson, South Carolina. Note, the New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or you may email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of Feedback.